Hey everyone, welcome to Life in the Word, your safe place for relevant, engaging, and uplifting conversations. My name is Pastor Shannon. I'm the founder and senior pastor of Oceans Church in Kodiak, Alaska. Please join me as we journey together through Life in the Word. Hello everyone. Today we kick off Life in the Word with a brand new season called Flip Your Story. Flip Your Story is about changing the narrative of your story from your perspective to God's perspective. In this season and beyond, you will hear my story. My journey as a Hindu boy from Mauritius, the place where I was born. This journey led me to England, where as a young man in college, found the saving grace of Jesus Christ. My faith journey led me to the United States, the place that I now call home. In this season of Flip Your Story, I will share with you the challenges I faced along the way, in life and in ministry. And yes, it would be the raw version, the good, the bad, and also the ugly. So you definitely don't want to miss a single episode. I will also share with you some practical tools that you can use in your own story. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to flip your story. So how did Flip Your Story come about? It was Monday, October the 2nd, 2023. My morning routine. In my office, cup of coffee, my prayer journal, and worship music. It was time to pause and reflect. 2022 and 2023 were super hard years for me and my family. The wish to go back in time was so strong. To right the wrongs, to fix what was broken, to avoid those mistakes, and to walk away from certain relationships. As those feelings of despair peaked in my heart, the song from my playlist came on, Here Again by Elevation. Now, I've listened to this song a million times, but this time the words were hitting differently, if you know what I mean. Can't go back to the beginning. Can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promised to be. As this song drew to an end, I heard this voice in my spirit. It was the voice of God. Flip your story. I recognize that voice. It's that same voice I've heard over and over in my life. It was the voice of God. God was challenging me to flip my story by flipping the narrative back to His word, His promise. Maybe you are listening to this podcast and you have found yourself on the receiving end of a bad day, a bad month, a bad year, a bad report. Maybe your name has been misused, your character butchered, your reputation tarnished. Just like this song, Here Again, you can't go back to the beginning. You can't control what tomorrow will bring. We all wish we had that time machine. But then there's that third verse. But I know here in the middle is the place where you promise to be. God's word reminds us in Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Right there in my office, God was challenging me to flip my story by looking up to Him right there where I was, in the middle. Friends, you might be in the same boat as I was. You can't go back to the beginning. You can't control what tomorrow will bring. But right there in the middle is the place where He promised you He will be. So I challenge you to look up. because that's how you flip your story. It might be your story, but you are not the author. God is. Looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. Your story is about you. You are the main character in your story, but the author is God. From your perspective, you are limited. You are limited by your knowledge, limited by elements that are outside your control, limited by time. God, your author, on the other hand, is not limited at all. He's not limited by time because he exists outside of the restrictions of time. He's not limited by knowledge because he's all-knowing. He's not limited by the elements known in this world and beyond because he's all-powerful and sovereign. He's not limited to confinement of space because he's everywhere. So the best way to flip your story is to get to know the author, God. If someone were to ask you, can you describe yourself as the main character in your story? How would you describe your role, your identity? You have to go back to the author, the one who is writing the story about you. The identity of your character and your story can only be defined by him, the author. Not knowing your identity can become a huge blind spot for you and a playground for the enemy. The pages of your story unfold when your identity in God is established. Your purpose in life is found when you discover who you were created to be. Jeremiah 1:5 says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. God had a story for you before you were born. He has given you a story that is uniquely written for you. You are his masterpiece. That's where your identity comes from. As a business major in college, I learned the difference between brand image and brand identity. Brand image describes the subjective perception from the outside, what people think about the brand. That image can change based on trends and culture. Brand identity is controlled by the brand owner from the inside. Trends, culture, can never affect the identity. Only the owner has the power and the authority to define that. What people have said about you or what you have said about yourself might have affected your image from the outside, but it certainly does not define who you are. However, what God has said about you has branded your identity from the inside. Now that's what defines you. Image is what people think about you. Identity is who you really are. Do you know who paid a heavy price to preserve his identity in you? God did. Isaiah 43:1 says, Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. That means that God has branded you with his identity. The only one who gives you life has the authority to identify you. Okay, let me tell you a little story about my name, my legal name. I was born a Hindu, given a Hindu name by a Hindu priest who was also a sorcerer. He looked at my date of birth and the alignment of the stars and the moon and gave me this name, Eganaden, E-G-A-N-A-D-E-N. I grew up despising that name without even knowing its meaning. Almost a decade later, after I became a Christian, I finally discovered the real meaning of my name. Eganaden. Ega means one. Naden means God. When you put it together, it means servant of one God. Here's my point. It doesn't matter what others have called you. It doesn't even matter what you have called yourself. Only the one who gives you life has the authority to identify you. You are not defined by your past. You are not defined by your failures. You are not defined by your struggles. You are not defined by your feelings. You are who God says you are. You are an expression of the creative genius of God. As we get ready to wrap up our first episode, I want to remind you who the author of your story is. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:2. It's your story, but He is the author. He holds the pen to your story. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. I invite you to join me next week for the next episode of Flip Your Story. Thank you for tuning in to Life in the Word, your safe place for relevant, engaging, and uplifting conversations. Please subscribe, write a review, and follow me on the social media platforms in the description below. Remember, your faith journey is ongoing. Until next week, stay connected and continue living your life in the Word.